assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEPCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out online at concreteindustries.com or at NEPCOinc.com. Also a sponsor of Hour 3, our friends at Anderson Ford, North 27th and I-80 and 33rd.
Ford F-150s.
And Yankee Hill.
Okay.
Mike Anderson and the team.
Ford F-150s. Oh, man. Man's truck. It's exactly what Mike's selling. Those
They're sweet. They are sweet.
I'm not kidding.
I drive a Colorado.
You mention the ticket, you'll get 10% off an F-150.
I test drove an F-150 once. Yeah. And rode it around Lincoln, and it had some pop.
Yeah. Whew.
I don't know why
they make it. They make the Raptor, too.
I don't know about the Raptor.
Get one of those Raptors good looking. Get one of those Ford Raptors if you want. Yeah.
Those F-150s are sweet.
You get an F-250. You want to get a 250? I'd like to see you pull up at a 250. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm about...
Mike, bring one down. We'll drive
one
around.
I'm about two payments away from owning that truck. Now I'm going to get a new one. We'll see what it... I might go up again. To a bigger size.
Go, maybe Mike will bring down a couple trucks we can drive around.
Mike, it's coming.
Mike, come down. Bring a truck down for Steve to drive. Yeah, bring a truck down for... That would be fun. We'll cover it live. Steve driving up and down O Street.
Okay.
To test drive it. Think about it. Let's do this. Yeah. Thank you.
And rev the engine.
Yeah, rev it up and stuff.
Run red light probably.
That'd be sweet.
Anyway, Mike Anderson.
Can do that.
Yeah, he can do that.
Thank you, Mike.
Anderson Ford.
Thank you to Anderson Ford for sponsoring us.
Two locations in Lincoln. North and
two of them.
Way north Lincoln and way south Lincoln.
They got Lincoln sandwiched.
Where's the one north?
27th and I-80.
So way out there.
Way up there.
Mm-hmm. I mean, perfect location.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. Out by that kind of is that by
King Kong Burgers?
Yes, you got it
out there.
The other side of 27th
King Kong Cracker Barrel. There's a Perkins out there.
There's a Perkins out
there's
there.
There's a Hotel Hampton.
Yeah. You know that street well.
Yes, you've been there a lot, haven't you? Has anybody ever been to Kong Burgers? King Kong Burgers?
I have.
Oh hell yeah!
I've never been there.
Great fries now.
I bet it is.
Mm-hmm. You should go.
Time you have a giant King Kong out front.
They have like a 2 pound hamburger. Seriously, a 2 pound hamburger.
Yep.
And it's. I've never had that, but I've had regular ones. Very good.
It's a very King diverse Kong. Menu because you can get like rice.
And gyros, yeah.
Rice. What do you want? I'll have the King Kong cheeseburger and a rice pilaf, if I could.
Where are you going now?
464-5685. Hey, call or text as always. We just talked to our friend Hoops.
Hoops was here.
Thomas Bilianco, of course. He helps train a lot of basketball players.
He played in the NBA for a long time.
He's into Nebraska. He did not.
None?
But he did play
in
overseas.
In my mind, he did.
He played overseas for, I think, eight, nine years there.
What was his take?
We just talked about this basketball team, how it's fun to enjoy the ride. Nebraska's 15-0. But as you know, Robin Washit, your colleague from Husker Online, tweeted out that in the press area after the game, someone said, Nebraska doesn't look like a top 10 team to me. And again, we saw that they don't have...
Did Robin say that?
He said that in the press conference area, so he heard Ohio State members say, Nebraska's good, but they don't look like a top 10 team to me. And that's because they don't have a certified NBA guy in the roster, which, you know, last year, Bryce Williams was not drafted, right? He was not drafted.
No.
But
he's
was
first team All Big Ten.
Right, but he was an NBA type player. I don't know if you could see Rink Mass.
He's not playing in the
could
NBA.
Be a first team All Big Ten player, but he's not an NBA guy. Like you don't have.
I don't think so. I mean, stop for a second.
Sure.
Are we sure about that?
I don't think Rink Mass is NBA.
You don't.
No, okay. I'm not trying to put
that
guy down.
I'm not very good about as much as I know basketball, as well as I know basketball, and you know I know. I can't do that as well.
Yeah, I don't know near as well. No.
Are we sure that Rink can't play in the NBA? Yeah. Look at his...
He's a great passer. He shoots the three ball well.
Yeah. His offensive acumen is incredible to me because he's all three levels. He can hit a 27-footer. Yeah. He can hit a 15-footer. Yeah. And look at his footwork in the lane. He can go in. Do you see some of those shots he made last night in the lane?
Yes, absolutely. I love it.
He doesn't hurry. He doesn't get in a hurry. Yeah, he doesn't get in a hurry. He can shoot a baby hook with either hand. Mm-hmm. I'm not thoroughly
I'm not convinced either.
I'm not trying to put him down. Just I don't think I see anybody.
And Sanford's
NBA.
Not an NBA guy.
Not that I have seen, from in terms of scouts or what people are saying.
Okay.
I did like this last night from John Rothstein. Again, he's the robot of college basketball. He tweets the same thing every single morning.
Of CBS Sports?
He is.
No. God dang it, Jake. I'm so sorry.
He's with CBS Sports. Okay. You got it. Inside.
I got that.
Basketball. He said this about last night's game and about Rick Mast in general.
Okay.
Try to get this correct here. He said that he is the best passing big man he's seen since David Paget at Louisville.
Jeez. It's high praise now. It is.
He says, now you're saying, Jake's saying there's no way he can play in the NBA.
I didn't say there's no way. I just haven't seen him as an NBA projection.
Okay.
Also, it's
just I'm not saying you're wrong. I don't know. I just wouldn't rule it out. Is he 6'10"?
He's about 6'10", yeah.
That's a high skill set for 6'10". Not a lot of 6'10 guys walk around that can do what he does.
We've seen a lot of great players in college basketball over the years that were his height and his skill that you never saw ever again in the NBA. And this is not me trying to pour cold water on Rick Mast.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
I don't think he's an NBA type, but that's fine. You don't have to. You can be a great college basketball player and not go to the NBA.
He's a seventh-year guy.
I mean, Nebraska had on the roster.
I think he's a seven-year guy.
Nebraska at one point had two NBA guys on the roster years ago and won like 10 games.
Right.
Banton and McGowan.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
No.
But it's a better team right now.
It's a well-constructed team. They have a lot of chemistry. They're old. That's why I always emphasize they're old. And they have, you know, you can't underestimate the importance of Sam Hoyt.
No, you can't.
No. I mean,
matter of fact, the one guy when he's not on the court bothers me the most. It's Sam.
Yeah.
He's the number one guy when he's not on the court. I'm like, why is he not on the court?
Can't underestimate his importance. He's so steady. He doesn't turn it over hardly at all. And he makes every
bonus play that's available.
Yep.
And I agree.
Those guards, Jamarcus Lawrence and Sam, are excellent. They have excellent guards. You see Jamarcus step to the line last night at that.
He swished them both.
Smile before he played.
Yeah.
Smile.
Yeah. Confident.
Oh, swished. I like hearing that much. He swished him.
Yeah, but those were pure. I mean, there was never a doubt they were going
swished.
He
swished him.
He's very confident. I got the quote wrong. Here's the actual quote from Robin Washington. He says, his tweet says, heard inside the Ohio State press conference room, says, quote, I mean, Nebraska's 15-0, but they're not that good, end quote. I'm not sure how you could say that.
Yeah, it'd be hard to say that one.
God, they beat Illinois at Illinois. They just hammered Wisconsin. Beat Michigan State. Just went on the road at Ohio State. That's pretty impressive. That's a pretty weak thing to say.
This reminds me of a couple years ago when Northwestern, again, won their first ever tournament game, made it for the first time ever. I think it was like 2016, I want to say. Mm. And people just didn't want to believe. They had Derek Pardon. They had a couple other guys that were good, but not NBA players.
Good comp.
And people just said, yeah, it's a good story, but I don't think they're that good. It's the same thing. Nebraska forever has been a mediocre to bad program. People just don't take them seriously, especially with not having an NBA-type player on the roster. They're waiting for it to fall. Waiting for it to crash.
Yeah.
And it's not crashing.
No, it won't. No, it won't. Why? Because they're old? Because they're steady? They don't crack late in games? That's why I keep saying they're going to be hard for just about anybody to put away. It's going to be hard to put them away.
And right now, there's only one juggernaut in the Big Ten.
Michigan.
That's Michigan. That's the only
one. I want to see what
they've won three or four games over ranked teams by 30 points.
I wonder what that would look like.
Yeah.
So, they've won half of their games by 40-plus points. It's insane.
It's insane.
What they've done this year.
Okay, I wonder what that would look like.
It's not a juggernaut. When you watched Michigan State or Ohio State or
Purdue.
You didn't watch them and go, they're probably going to win. No, I don't. But Michigan is the one team that I think can win it all. I don't think Purdue can win it all.
I saw Purdue play Auburn, watched the entire game, and my whole thought was, first of all, Nebraska beat Auburn. I mean, I'd like Nebraska against Auburn.
Early break with Sip, Jake, and Bill Bush is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
And I think they could match up pretty well with Purdue. So there you go. I mean, Nebraska's, that's where they're at right now. That's the type of team they are. I don't see it changing that much. I love them against Indiana just because the matchup is good. It's a good matchup. That's 16-0.
But it goes back to a couple of stories of guys who are just really – I'm not sure if they're overachieving, if they're just better than we thought they would be. Braden Frager off the bench, we mentioned that. It has been incredible Frager. In his first action.
Frager. Now, that was all off season. Robin was talking about Frager.
Okay, and it's fine to expect him to play, but no one saw this type of performance. He's going 15 points on the road, including big buckets in the last minute of the game.
I don't think too many people did. I think, but I'm telling you, Jake, within that program, I think you would find someone who'd say, yeah, this is what we thought Frager would do in the program.
15 points off the bench at Ohio State.
Oh, he was the talk of the offseason. He dominated practices at times. You know, I think you would find somebody over there that would say, yeah, this is what Frager, we expect.
But what's also big for him is that if you go back to a couple, he struggled in two games this year. Oklahoma, a game that they had 105 points, and he didn't play well in that game. And then Illinois, he played like 5 minutes. He didn't play well. Mm-hmm. And he comes back and says, listen, I can play the big boy basketball, Big Ten, and plays well against Michigan State and plays well against Ohio State. So he's now really he's got the confidence. He's got some swagger to him.
Really goes to the rim well and can hit a three ball. But, Bill, he gets to the rim. Oof. Slasher. You played against guys like that.
Absolutely.
I think that's why
Ron Preston was that guy.
Was he that guy?
Ron Preston.
Preston?
The star of Lions.
Oh, he'd slash. Yeah. it was a nightmare. Nightmare.
You have to guard him in practice.
The way he'd move without the ball. To guard him in practice. You played at Lions as a Pender. We didn't have like an inner squad scrimmage. We had to play against him. He was my nemesis.
Oh, God.
Yes, my arch nemesis is Ron Preston.
Well, you probably got him a few times.
I definitely got him in football, I'll tell you that, Ron.
Anyway, what else is your...
Well, I saw another tweet. Again, there's just so much excitement. I like it when...
There's just so much excitement.
I feel powerful because Nebraska basketball is finally delivering. And we've waited. We said, we said this offseason that Nebraska, whenever they make the dance, is just basically a bubble team. They're never fully in. And right now, on Billetology and Bracketology, they're seen as a three seed here in mid-January.
See if Robin's put out the bracket. I don't think he puts out this Bracketology. It's a standing thing he does. No, he hasn't put it out yet. It probably doesn't come out till mid-morning. But it'll be threes and two. Will they be up to a two seed?
Absolutely be up to a two in some of them.
Yeah. So he puts out all of the different entities that project. And, they were all threes and fours last time, I think.
I don't think there's going to be two seeds. I'm saying, I don't think there's not a two there. Easy, Jake. Just don't, Jake, easy.
Well, the reason I said two because they're a top 10 team. That'd be third. If somebody loses, they're up to a two.
We'll see what Lenardi has to say.
Yeah, let's talk to Lenardi.
We could talk to him. We've talked to him before on the show years ago.
Do we have any sort of update on the NIT?
It's nice to not be looking at
the update.
That
I want to know is it's still going.
The NIT is still going. Is the shortstop for the Padres still doing the
Gary Templeton? Found another life.
A good point here from Lyle in Omaha says,
Lyle,
you were the writer of the year last year. Is that right? Yeah. Years ago.
Last year.
Robin Washer, your colleague, this year's Sports Writer of the Year.
Yeah, he won the Sports Writer of the Year
Husker Online back-to-back years, Sports Writer of the Year.
Is Sean flexing on this? Is Sean
he
flexing?
Sean flex.
Is he like the Steinbrenner of just... He's Steinbrenner.
Sean Steinbrenner.
Putting together his large...
His network
of power.
Award-winning writers.
Throwing around money. I'll take him.
Sean Steinbrenner. We can ask him about that tomorrow.
Have on 8, ask about Sean Steinbrenner.
Yeah, congratulations. Public congratulations to Robin. He deserves it. Robin he's the guy on the beat, right?
Should we get him a plaque, too?
Yes.
I can make that
kind of expensive.
They're
three figures. Deal.
Yeah, they're a little expensive.
I'll make sure he puts it somewhere nice and doesn't bury it somewhere.
I'm not. What are you suggesting?
Well, you said yours is. Where's it at?
I need to look.
Buried?
No. I need to look. I don't think it's buried. I think it's prominent in my living room, sort of. I'll find it. I'll take a picture today.
We'd like to see a photo.
I will take a picture.
I'm very curious how Nebraska fans, if they start traveling to these games, Indiana. Saturday, 11:30.
There were some fans there. I'm assuming,
I saw a couple.
I mean, there's a few
not many.
There's a few fans there yesterday.
Wow, Keith Mann weighs in on the Robin Washington choice.
What's he say? Yeah, read it to us.
About time the guy among all the
glasses back on.
Yeah.
About time the guy doing all the work at Husker Online gets recognized.
That's a shot at you.
Wow.
Yep. It's a direct shot at you. Wow.
Keith.
Interesting.
I'm not taking any shots at Keith.
No.
Powerful.
He's powerful.
I'm not taking any shots at him. No. I'll weather that, Keith. That's fine.
Yeah.
Robin does a lot of work now. You know what he does? He does a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff for us.
Like what?
Well,
what
like do? Puts, like, to...
Like bring sandwiches in or what?
Organizes, schedules, stories. He does all of that. They don't trust me to do any of that. He is an organizer, and he works all the time. He does. He's a hard worker. And he was at Ohio State, and he's going to Indiana.
I think about him, and I think about Kent Pavelka, guys who have been, again, Robin's covered them forever. Kent's covered the team for 40-some years.
We never got to listen to that. We talked about the Pavelka from Michigan State would be happy.
I don't know if he had an epic call last night or not. I didn't hear anybody.
I imagine he did.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those guys have covered a long time. What you're saying is now they're kind of enjoying the first.
Yeah, it's like, wow, we don't have to be bad. Like, well, we can be good.
The voice of Indiana football has done it for over 50 years. And he's finally having a year. Imagine, I mean, 50-some years. This is Pavelka.
Yep.
He's finally had this.
I want to see both those guys have a cocktail together and say, how about this?
How about
cheers
this?
To us.
How about that? Husker hoops in Indiana football.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, and it is kind of pleasant that we're not talking about, they get in. They get in the tournament.
No.
It's very, now you're just
this
wondering.
This is fun. We're having fun. Sports are supposed to be fun. Not
we're
supposed to be miserable.
Fun. Look at him. Look at.
You're not supposed to be miserable all the time. I'm feeling pretty good over here.
On his parents' couch.
And I live in a world where Mike McDaniel's back next year for the Dolphins. He's helping with the GM search
right now. We thought he would
finish
the season. We thought there was no chance he finishes the season.
And he's going to help find a general manager. So he's back.
I got to think that behind the scenes, he's actually got some substance.
There must be something good there.
I mean, they would not keep
it. But it blows my mind, too, when you hear, like, right away, Stefanski get fired and Raheem Morris got fired. And what do you hear immediately within seconds? They're interviewing for these other jobs. I mean, it's not kind of like, hey, listen, they just got – because a lot of times people just go away. You know how many NFL coaches there's been that coached for a year or two, got fired, and you don't ever hear from them again. They're just like gone. It's like, nope, these guys are right back in the mix again.
Yeah.
Jake, good high first defense.
I'm happy for you, Jake.
Thank you. I hope the ride continues. I don't wake up. This is fun.
We need this win Saturday.
Well, I think that the adult conversation is they're not going away.
What's
Look
it on
them.
Saturday?
What's so, that?
What's it
tell
on?
Tell me it's not on Peacock.
If it's on Peacock, I'm going to lose it.
I don't think it's on Peacock. Let me check it out real quick.
Just get it. Get it.
I'm getting it right
just
now.
Just tell us what it is.
BTN. Oh, sorry. 11. Not 11:30. 11 a.m. Saturday. Early morning
games
at the Hoosiers.
Okay.
But what's it on?
BTN.
BTN. Okay.
BTN.
Okay.
Right before you watch NFL that day.
11 a.m.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, with this team, I don't say, it's a tough tip-off time. They got to get out of bed and get going.
Actually, that's a good tip-off time because the place will be a little sleepy.
It will be.
It will be a little sleepy.
It will be.
Indiana, what's their record?
They're okay.
They are 11-3.
They're okay.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention again how much I've watched them, but trust me.
They wear those sweet pants, though.
They wear those candy warm-up stripes.
Yeah, the candy stripes, the sweet warm-ups. That
you know, lost more of those warm-ups.
What's that? You guys did?
Yeah, we won candy stripes.
Are you serious?
For big games.
Oh, that'd be incredible.
Oh, it was sweet.
I remember when you made the move up to varsity and you got the pants.
Yep.
That was a big deal. When you were like, when I was like, whatever, young, super young freshman, and I'd suit up with the varsity, all no I had pants. Was the, I had no pants. No there pants. Wasn't enough pants.
Just wore your short pants.
Wore my short pants for that one. And you're down, way down at the end.
Sucks.
All you can do is warm. Did you guys do this one also? Where like the guys that were going to play like that would be like shooting free throws and some other like that. And there'd be a circle of like five guys just passing the ball around. That happened all the time.
We didn't do that.
Oh yeah, there'd be like sort of like five, six guys that were there's like, you guys have no chance of playing. Go over here and you'd like try to fake the other guy out with a pass or something. Oh yeah. Yeah. You guys didn't do that? Oh yeah.
No.
That was common.
I was never in a situation where I wasn't gonna play.
Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, sip over here.
When we come back,
yeah, you didn't
is
suit
it
up
time
to
raid
the FCS next early break for the ticket.